Around 800,000 people are still without power and another 600,000 without water after Hurricane Ida in Louisiana. The governor, John Bel Edwards, said they need support getting things like fuel as the area's refining capacity was knocked out in the storm. President Biden toured the worst-hit areas on Friday and shared his condolences. Ida was the fifth most powerful hurricane to come ashore in the United States, moving northeast and bringing record rainfall to parts of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. Political leaders, including President Biden, are warning that these extreme weather conditions are the new normal, due in part to the effects of climate change. Caroline Malone reporting in Washington.